So we got this new stuff. We got a new traffic bed as well. And it just happens. This is what happens to radio stations every dozen years or 10 years or so. Look, before that, when you say sports, when we say sports, you say no. Before that, it was something different.
Yeah. Do we have any of that in there?
No.
One's like, ticket ticker.
Yes, but people don't remember that, but there was a big uproar with the new stuff.
Yeah.
Whenever that came down.
Every time.
It's jarring. It's jarring because there's never any kind of heads up for this. Even though they didn't tell us not to say anything about it, or I never got that message if they did. Were we not supposed to?
I don't know.
Well, for whatever reason, we didn't give you any kind of heads up because, I don't know, that's just not the way things are done. I guess we could have warned you, but we didn't. And whenever anything like this happens on any radio station, doesn't matter if it's one that does what we do or WBAP or, you know, a news station, a music station, whatever. When a radio station changes its template, it's jarring.
Yeah. And we're sorry for that. But just understand this.
Here, go ahead. I wanted to hear the new bed one more time.
Okay,
and
go ahead.
Let it play a little bit. We can talk over it.
Okay. But just know, when something like this pops up, there was a massive think tank.
Oh, yeah.
That was involved in this, where you probably had to pare down 30 or so beds to make sure you got the right one. We were not involved in the voting process. This morning, when I woke up and heard the ticker, that was the first time I'd heard it.
Yeah.
So this does not involve anybody on the air. It involves a bunch of production people and management and all that, making sure you got the right sound for the right... We're edgy and we like beer, yeah. You know?
Right.
That crap. So there were other songs that were involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. They were nice enough, because we asked. They were nice enough to give us... There were five songs that were involved. They were nice enough to let us hear the ones that got rejected.
Right.
And so what we want to do... And I'm not sure if it's too late for change.
It's never too late for change, Corby. We have a black president. Come on.
You're right. And you know what, Mike? We could have a woman president here in just a year or so.
We sure could.
Right?
Bitch, Bill Clinton could be back in the White House.
You're damn right. And get Air M1 up in the air.
Yes.
That's Air Menopause. And so, yeah, let's...
What do we want to do here? We want to play it?
I want to play it, and I want to have Ty do 30 seconds of a ticker,
okay,
and people can judge for themselves if we picked the right one, because I don't know if we did or if we didn't. And maybe, if there's enough reaction concerning one of these tunes, maybe we can get it changed. I don't know. It's worth a try, right?
Right. Yeah, sure.
Sure.
All right, Ty, are you prepared?
I'm ready.
So just do 30 seconds of a ticker.
Now he hasn't heard these beds yet, has
no,
he?
Okay. Not.
Okay. All right, here was rejected ticker bed number one.
At the ballpark today, Rangers closed out their four-game set with the Kansas City Royals. Alcides Escobar had three hits. He accounted for five runs. Eric Hosmer homered. The Royals beat the Rangers 6-3 for the split. Ross Detweiler winless in his first seven starts for Texas. Today giving up nine hits, three runs in five innings. Josh Hamilton continuing his rehab assignment for the Rangers with Double-A Frisco beginning this weekend. He'll play four games with the Rough Riders, and the Rangers will reevaluate his status. Game six, Cavaliers and Bulls. Oh, I don't know if I can do it anymore. Losing my
voice.
All
right, that's enough. That's enough.
What do you think of that one? How about that one? Do you like that one? What's wrong with that one?
That's very aggressive.
Too much power.
That is quality guitar right there.
Good God.
How does any human being play that fast?
I don't know.
Is there a guy driving on I-35 that can do this right now?
Maybe.
What about the drummer?
Can you imagine listening to this three times an hour?
I don't know, but I gotta go see them the next time they come through here.
So majestic. Oh, my God. Mm. Oof.
All right. There's one. Here is rejected ticker bed. Are you ready, Ty? Did you catch your breath?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Here is rejected ticker bed number two.
Death Row Day, show you what this West Coast about. At the ballpark today, Rangers close out their four-game set with the Kansas City Royals. Alcides Escobar had three hits. He accounted for five runs. Eric Hosmer homered as the Royals beat the Rangers 6-3 for a series split. Ross Detweiler now winless in his first seven starts for Texas today, giving up nine hits, three runs, and five innings of work. Josh Hamilton continuing his rehab assignment for the Rangers, with Double-A Frisco beginning this weekend. He'll play four games with the Rough Riders, and then the Rangers will reevaluate his status.
Keep going.
Game six, Cavaliers and Bulls in Chicago this evening. Cleveland up 3-2. They can move on to the East Finals with a win tonight. The Los Angeles Clippers can finish.
Right, let me listen to the bat a little bit.
Good Lord.
So this
the
rejected
name of this
ticker
song
bat
is called My N-Word. We were, you know, maybe going to get a little more urban, a little street.
Look, hey, we need all the help we can get in in the urban department, Mike.
We got too many white listeners as it is.
Black and Hispanic listeners, yes. And that would be a way to drive in guys.
Not for a bed for the ticket ticker. It's too much talking and
too much bleeping.
Yeah, too many bleeps.
I think in a 90-second clip, I had to bleep 39 times, wow. And it's all the N-word.
That's the only word they're saying?
N-F.
All right. I like it.
I think it's great.
It's well, street.
Here on Shade 45.
Mm-hmm. It's hip. It's now. It's like Chris Rock said, young black culture, they determine what's popular.
He's absolutely right.
And so why not use my N as the ticker bed?
Got a point there.
Yep.
All right. Let's play rejected ticker bed. Are you ready, Ty?
Yes.
Rejected ticker bed number three.
At the ballpark today, the Rangers closed out their four-game set with the Kansas City Royals. Alcides Escobar had three hits, accounting for five runs. Eric Hosmer homered as the Royals beat the Rangers 6-3 for a series
split. Hang on, Ty.
Sure. What the hell?
Go ahead, Ty.
Yeah, here's your ticker, Ty.
Ross Detweiler, now winless in his first seven starts for Texas. He gave up nine hits today, three runs, and five innings of work. Josh Hamilton will continue his rehab assignment for the Rangers with Double-A Frisco beginning this weekend. He'll play four games with the Rough Riders, and then the Rangers will reevaluate his status.
Oh, man.
You know, they say sex sells.
That's a little distracting.
Is it?
Yeah,
leave it
I've
up.
Never known the ticket ticker to be quite that exciting.
Or erotic.
Or erotic.
Yeah, definitely not that erotic.
I guess she finished.
So far.
Man, I'm voting for that one. I'd love to hear you
like
fight
that
through
one.
That every day.
I like that one.
It's between that and Dragon Force, and I'm sorry to upset my urban Force. Friends out there if you were voting for the second one, but I really like the... I like that third one a lot. It fits. It fits what we're all about.
Yeah.
All right. And this is, so there's three.
Mm-hmm. We have one more.
And so, Ty, are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
I've always wanted to hear what a ticker would sound like over this popular bed.
Well, hello, Larry.
At the ballpark today, the Rangers close out their four-game set with the Kansas City Royals. Alcides Escobar had three hits. He accounted for five runs. Eric Hosmer homered. The Royals beat the Rangers 6-3 for a series split. Ross Detweiler now winless in his first seven starts for Texas, today giving up nine hits and three runs in five innings. Josh Hamilton will continue his rehab with the Rangers with Double-A Frisco beginning this weekend. He'll play four games with the Rough Riders, and the Rangers will reevaluate Hamilton's status.
Well, you almost hit the post.
Yeah, it is.
Well, now that, I didn't know there was a second part to this.
Dude,
it's turned into different strokes.
The whole song, man. That's the ticket ticker.
That's the ticker.
What's the tagline?
I'm Ty Walker on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. Oh, dear. Sorry.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't either. That might be better if we had actual guys named Larry in there. So you kind of throw it to them.
What if we hired Larry Mowry to do traffic?
Or Larry Bud Melman.
Or Larry Bird.
Yeah, game for that.
So what do you vote? I vote Hello Larry. Come on.
No, I'm going to keep, I like the porn music.
Yeah, I like porn too.
I like this. I like the.
Yeah.
I like that. The subtle.
That gets my vote.
If we just had a little bit of.
Okay, we get it.
All right, well, I hope you like him.
All right, well, let us. Yeah, let us know what you think about that stuff.
I don't think
which way should we go here?
Accomplished anything
here. Well, we probably didn't, but it'll be interesting to see what the P1 says about that, about which way we may go.
Mm-hmm. It could be worse, P1s.
Tough. Sticking
up your tailpipe. Dilemma for Dallas. This report is service of CressCars.com. Hate you. 35E northbound on Commonwealth. An accident blocks three left lanes. Traffic is currently stacked to the tollway and growing. Avoid the area. In downtown, a crash 30 eastbound after 45 is causing a solid backup from Hampton. In Fort Worth, a stop 35W northbound at Meacham is clear. In Collin County, problem 75 northbound at 121 has delays building past Virginia Parkway. I'm Christina Ray with the tickets. Stick it up your tailpipe. Traffic.
Bye.
Bye.
Derby winner American Fair.